Vous êtes bien dans Mon Jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM. J'ai le grand plaisir d'accueillir en cette deuxième partie d'édition KJM Io Ando. KJM, Kyoto Jazz Massive, pionnier dans la fusion du jazz et de la house, pionnier du jazz funk au Japon. Ils ont été relevés il y a plus de 30 ans par Jill Peterson au grand public. Et ils sont accompagnés aujourd'hui par Echoes of a New Dawn Orchestra depuis maintenant près de 3 ans. Io Ando, qui est un collectif de jazz funk, aussi also known, enfin aka Jiro Boham, aka Echoes of, qui organise des soirées à Paris, à Londres et autres, avec notamment Funk and the City. Merci à vous trois d'être venus dans Mon Jazz. J'ai autour de la table Shuya Okino. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Etienne Dupuis, manager et booker au New Morning, enfin manager de KJM Ovando et booker au New Morning par ailleurs et DJ. Et Young Pearls qui a été ingé son sur l'album dont on va parler aujourd'hui. Bienvenue à vous trois et merci encore. C'est un grand plaisir pour moi de vous accueillir dans Mon Jazz sur Radio Campus Paris.
Merci à toi.
Cette interview est en anglais, alors une retranscription sera disponible sur radiocampus.org/. Dans Mon Jazz.
So for those who don't know Kyoto Jazz Massive, we'll start with the basics. Please, Shuya, could you make a brief introduction of the project you created with your brother 30 years ago?
Yes. My younger brother, Yoshihiro Okino, he is owner of a record shop called Special Records in Osaka. So I'm an owner of the nightclub called The Room in Tokyo. So we started the DJ maybe early 90s, but we started the Kyoto Jazz Massive project 30 years ago. So originally, Giles Peterson named us Kyoto Jazz Massive. So we are very lucky. And we started the live band from 2004. And Kyoto Jazz Massive started live show in Europe with Echoes of a New Dawn Orchestra 3 years ago.
3 years ago, yeah.
Yes.
So Europeans waited a long time to see you play live in Europe.
Yeah, people waiting.
Yeah, waiting
us.
A lot. Yeah. And so, well, for the birth of Kyoto Jazz Massive, you gathered some Japanese musicians around you to create those projects of live jazz music?
Yes, so originally me and Yoshi and some Japanese artist player like Hajime Yoshizawa, Masato Nakamura, we released programmed music from Compost Records, maybe 2002. But second album, 19 years later, we recorded with all Japanese musicians 5 years ago, maybe. And after we started to play Echoes of a New Dawn Orchestra in Europe, so we decided to have recording KJM Io Ando because we need to show our result as a friendship, also our result of our live show. So this is the latest production as Kyoto Jazz Massive.
Power. And so you, to come back to your earliest prediction, the album that revealed you to the world is Spirit of the Sun, which was out in
2002. Yes.
Yes. And after there was Message of the New Dawn.
Yes.
In
2022.
Yeah. Oh yeah, okay. And I guess that's why Echoes Of renamed itself with Echoes of a New Dawn Orchestra.
Exactly.
Exactly. So Echoes Of, to present the project also, as I told, is a collective of funk based in Paris with a musician coming from all around France, especially. And you organize some parties in Paris and London, especially around funk. You do some covers of the old school funk from the United States. And now, since 3 years, you collaborate with Kyoto Jazz Massive around the repertoire of Kyoto Jazz Massive and other songs.
Yeah, originally Echoes Of is a cover band.
Yeah.
So, like you mentioned, we built a residency at New Morning first, and also in London, called Funk and the City, and we're paying tribute to the American cities of funk. Mm-hmm. So it's Echoes Of Chicago, Echoes Of Detroit, Miami, Los Angeles, Dayton, etc., etc. And well, for almost 10 years now. And through the year also, we started to create our original music. And so we have an alias, another name for our original material. And we are called Jeroboam. And in the meantime, as a booker at New Morning, also, I was very fond of NDJ. Also, I'm a DJ. I was very fond of AC jazz, broken beat, and long time fan of Kyoto Jazz Massive and Shuya Okino. Mm-hmm. So I was introduced to Shuya like more than 10 years ago through a DJ called Psycut, which ran the parties called Jazz Attitudes in Paris. And through the years, I was talking with Shuya through Messenger and stuff like that. And also, I traveled to Japan once, and Shuya invited me to play at his club, The Room. And one of my goal, dream, was to book Kyoto Jazz Massive, his project, live at New Morning. So,
of course.
Yeah. So I've been waiting a long time to do so, and when they released Kyoto Jazz Massive Message from a New Dawn, so the second album in 20 years, I thought I was about to make this dream come true, because I was sure that maybe Kyoto Jazz Massive will be doing some festival in UK with Giles Peterson and so on, so I could maybe catch him
for
flight share, you know, because all the band from Japan is very expensive.
So. Yeah.
And I thought it was a case when I saw KGM with Vanessa Freeman at We Out Here Festival, like in 2022. So I said, oh, yeah, it's a perfect occasion. So you can come to Paris from UK, and then we can do that. And Shuya told me that, I don't want to disappoint you, Etienne, but I'm only doing a DJ set.
Uh-huh.
So from this frustration, I gave it a thought, and maybe I would propose Shuya if I built a team for him.
Yep.
Maybe it could be more affordable to tour with some European musician, you know. And of course, I had in mind the Echoes Of, because they're so great, you know.
You know them because they play a lot at the New Morning.
Exactly, and it could be a good evolution, you know, in terms of musically, you know.
Of course. A good match.
Exactly. So I was convinced of that. But I have also to convince, of course, Shuya, if he was into this idea, and also the guy, the band, why should we do that, you know, also. So both sides told me, if you can find enough dates, so it can worth working and rehearsing, and then we can try. So yeah, I built a mini tour 5 days through Europe, and then give it a try, and the magic happened.
Yeah.
You know, humanly, artistically, it matched with Shuya and all the team. And so through the years, we've been touring more and more, doing festivals, and also even recording and creating music together. We'll be right back.
So the result today of this is a six-track album, which reprise of Culture Jazz Massive Basics, but also new tracks that Young Pulse, you work as a sound engineer.
Yes, on a few of them, yeah.
On a few of them. So how was the creative, the artistic creation of the of this album? Where it was in Paris, or you worked remotely? Shuya, yes, maybe.
Yes, so originally, I compose, for example, Power. I compose in Edinburgh,
okay.
Making demo in Tokyo, and recording in Paris. And Love Wars, this is a very old track, never released before. Maybe I composed this 14 years ago.
Okay.
Still, you know, only vocal recorded, and recording in Paris. And KJM music usually composed in Japan.
Yeah.
But Impulsive Procession also maybe I compose in Edinburgh because my wife is Scottish.
Okay.
Yeah. And
you live in Edinburgh?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. So also Impulsive Procession making demo in Tokyo, recorded in Paris. And Stand Up, it's be different. When Vanessa Freeman came to Japan, so we composed together.
Okay.
And original version was programmed, released before. But we changed everything as live, so recorded in
Paris. Of course, of course.
And A1.Stream and Substream recorded in Paris.
Yep.
With Echoes of.
Only Echoes of, yeah. Yeah,
yes.
Okay. And so when you record in Paris, where do you record?
It was mainly in a studio called Delta Studio.
Okay.
Which is a studio that often work with the label Shuanaga Records.
Yep.
Yeah. We had also a session at Danilo Plesso's studio in Paris. You know Danilo Plesso, Motor City Drum Ensemble?
Yes, of course.
So we recorded the Substream.
Yeah.
And then we had a studio with a friend called Xavier Bizois, two of the other tracks were there. But we all have like some friendly connection to make things happen because it's not easier with the budget. So everyone make is a team effort.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course. Yeah, to create such a great project and a great.
And at some point also. When we recorded Substream, it was first released like a single or a maxi, you know, for a compilation also.
Yeah.
And it was like a rendition, a cover of the early hit from Kyoto Jazz Massive, like 20 years before.
Yes.
Yeah. So Ikozov did his own version, you know.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
And this track recorded at the Danilo Plesso. We asked, that's why we met Young Pulse. Well, I know Pulse from 15 years now, I think. But he was in the studio just next to Danilo in Pagnolet. And so we know him for his like disco house skills. And he's one of the wizards of this music from the scene at the moment. And we asked him, maybe you can... put some of your touch in the mixing of the tracks. So
yes, so basically that's I was next to Danilo's studio and we were each other together every day, sharing both rooms, but we could see each other. So I could even see pretty much every session of Echoes of or Jeroboam being in the studio when they were recording in Paris. This is also where I saw Shuya last time. As you said, that's a collaboration kind of 360 because Etienne and I have known each other for quite a while. We also launched a few labels together, had a few releases. We did a remix for Kyoto Jazz Massive.
Yes.
Together like 2 or 3 years ago. And
this
I think
feeling,
that.
Right?
Yes.
Feeling,
yeah. And I think that was also the starting point of me being involved in this project because Shuya also heard what the sound was like coming from my machines and my ears and the perception. For this project especially and the vinyl release, I remixed the tracks to make them sound like it is now on the vinyl. So that's the latest collaboration we've had together, that's exciting. That's a nice project. And Etienne was the one to introduce me to acid jazz and all that over 10 years ago. So he told me about Shuya's music and all the big acts of acid jazz when I didn't know really well in that scene. So yeah, I think we're doing a nice loop now with also the age and the talent and the skills and all that. We're all very professionals. And of course, Shuya is the main character in this conversation. It's very exciting, and working in this project was very, very nice.
Yeah.
since the beginning of this interview, we're listening some tracks of the new album, and but I want to focus on the track Substream, which is one of the emblematic track of Kyoto Jazz Massive, which was out on the Spirit of the Sun album in 2002. Jeroboam, Echoes of a New Dawn Orchestra, had to do a cover of this song, which was, I think, quite a challenge because it's such a banger. But the result is perfect, I think. It's very new because it's a bit more jazzy, more place to do improvisation. Also the sound, as you said, is much more live. So yes, how was this challenge for Echoes of a New Dawn Orchestra?
Well, most of the challenge was also to bring the drum part, you know, because on the first origin version, I think it's drum programming.
Yes.
Yeah. And Jibs, the drummer of Echoes of, with a beast, we must say, he had to get inspired by the original, pattern, you know, of the drum programming, but play it live and also kind of invent a bit of his
groove.
And he finds something that it was like it could have been programmed, but he played it live, you know. And I think it brings a lot of it in this version. It's a very specialty, you know. And also, of course, the band Echoes Of has been knowing each other for years, so they have this band sound, you know. It's not like, oh, we hired a musician and then each do its part separately. No, we have this sound together. And so because we've been performing it live for the first year with the tour with Kyoto Jazz Massive, Shuya felt it was really good reinterpretation, you know, and the way we adapted it live, and say maybe it deserved to be a cover and record it, you know. And what is great is, like you mentioned, Alexandre, this live feeling also, but that's where Young Pulse is also bringing his touch, because he has this club and dance floor, touch that he could, you know, bring into that also.
He is a key person because when we recording with live drum, sometimes not strong enough, but he understood house music, also disco boogie, so he, you know, mix also mastering our drum sound, like not competitive, like we can compare program music and live music, so it was his magic.
Yeah, that was the whole point of this, is keeping the live and not changing the kits, but make them sound a certain way so that it's just an in-between. And it was not easy at first. I have to admit that until I found the right sound and then I could reproduce it through the different tracks. It took a little bit. It's like... You have your recipe and you try a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little less, and at some point the magic happens. And I think it's a combination of everything. The drummer is a beast, as Etienne said. So starting from that, when you have a good drummer, a good recording, and a good view all together on how it should be. And I would say the last person being the sound engineer or mixing engineer. If everybody understand each other and have the right skills, I think we're going the right direction. And I think we went the right direction on this one. And
Yes, and it has this house power feeling, you know. But Young Pulse managed to... it was like forbidden to add overdubs or, you know, some sample or just trigger the snare or the kick, you know. So he really worked with the EQs and all
to keep it pure,
exactly. Yes. But still enhancing, you know, the sound.
So let's listen to this magic Substream covered by Echoes of a New Dawn Orchestra, originally from Kyoto Jazz Massive. Vous êtes bien dans mon jazz et on écoute Substream. Once again, thank you very much, guys, for being in Dans Mon Jazz at Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM, un vendredi sur deux de 21h à 22h30. C'est Kyoto Jazz Massive, Étienne Dupuis et Young Pearls qui sont avec moi autour de la table. On parle bien sûr du nouvel album des 30 ans de Kyoto Jazz Massive et c'est super. So I have a question also for Shuya. Kyoto Jazz Massive collaborated with lots of international artists. We told about Vanessa Freeman, Roy Ayers, Bembe Senge, now also with Iko Zoff, and also, of course, the Japanese artists you've been working with since the beginning. What is the importance for you and your brother to the collective, to the work as a group, because you are DJ from the beginning?
Usually, I only work with friends. Even Roy Ayers, I met him maybe 15 years ago. So I met him in Tokyo, also set in France. And we gradually communicate as friend. So even legends, you know, I want to become friend first. And also, when I have recording with vocalist musician, I want to work with my friends or friend's friend. For example, Echoes of a New Dawn Orchestra, you know, we didn't know anybody. So can you believe how I was anxious? Of course, I trust Etienne, but, you know, I don't know anybody. Also, of course, I trust him, but I didn't choose them. Also, I can't speak French, so how can I make friendship? But Etienne chose the right person, so we met each other, so immediately we become friends. You know, they a good person. Also, they understood, you know, which kind of music I wanted. So my concept of Kyoto Jazz Massive, you know, crossover music from different influence, not only musical influence. So we have a different background, everybody from this band, African, Spanish, Caribbean, Portuguese, Colombian, Jamaican. We brought, you know, our background roots into this music. So one important thing, we have to make friendship. Another thing, you know, we mix our influence, not only music, maybe culture, tradition. So two different things, very important to have Kyoto Jazz Massive project for me.
And as I understood, so the friendship is very important.
Yes.
To express yourself and to feel free to express, yes, your intimacy and be confident with your partners.
Yeah. Also, we can understand each other more easily.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I work with legend, you know, big pressure. Also, I hesitate to ask them. But if we become friend, more easy to communicate. Yeah. That's why always think about, you know, friendship is very important to make music.
Today, so we are recording this interview on the 16th of September, and tomorrow on the 17th you start your European tour with Amsterdam. Then you go also to Berlin, London, Madrid, and also of course Paris. So starting off a new tour, how do you feel about it?
Nervous. No. So I already relaxed because I trust Echoes of a New Dawn Orchestra. We had so many magical nights last 3 years.
Yeah.
So I believe should be gonna great. Already we played a live show in Croatia mid-August. It was amazing. So still we keep this kind of vibration. So this tour should be great, I believe.
I wish you, and of course, I will be there on the 25th of September at the New Morning. For the Parisian, please, let's meet at the New Morning in the 10th arrondissement, the 10th arrondissement. on the 25th of September. I also have a question for you, Shuya, but also for Echoes of a Dudon Orchestra, about the public you've met during those 3 last years in Europe. Is this a public of nostalgics of the 90s or a public of young guys like me who were not born when you started music 30 years ago?
Interesting, because of course some audience Kyoto Jazz Massive Active Again is like revival.
Yeah.
But younger generation, this is the first time to see Kyoto Jazz Massive live, not only in Paris, even London. Yeah. I met so many younger generation. So I'm so happy because Echoes of New Dawn Orchestra is younger generation from my generation.
Yeah.
But we work together. So we have 2 different targets. So I think I want to combine, you know, my generation and the younger generation together. So I think sometimes audience expect legends play, you know, old hits. But now we brought new music. So this is a big difference from other artists. So sometimes, you know, I'm thinking maybe I should play, you know, music from 90s. But of course, we will play some classic like Substring.
Mm.
But I wanna play new music with Echoes of a New Dawn Orchestra because Kyoto Jazz Massive is still active, still making new music. Yeah, so I'm kind of old, but Kyoto Jazz Massive with Echoes of a New Dawn Orchestra
is new.
Yes.
Yes, it's fresh music. But also for Echoes of a New Dawn Orchestra, as Echoes of learned a lot from collaborating with Shuya, you know, the experience, even in the studio or the Shuya is kind of a mastermind for us, you know.
I hope so.
And we bring our live experience. That's why also the show is so strong, because Ikozov has already its live experience, a repetition, and the match with the quality and of the music and the composition of Shuya, it's a great combination and marriage, you know. And also, I wanted to say that we kind of all thankful to Shuya, because at the same time, Ikozov was evolving with its own original project called Jeroboam, you know. So even in the way we the band composed, you know, and wrote the music and the experience, I can feel that it was nourished by the work with Shuya. And so what we started to create as Jeroboam on the Space Grid label, wasn't precise enough earlier when I talk about the Danilo Plesso, you know, because we were in the studio of Danny Plesso, because we were recording as Jeroboam for his label. And so that's why we could record Substream at the same time in this studio. And so everything is growing up together on different paths, but also, you know, on the same direction. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah, it's amazing. We you know, influenced each other. Usually, I don't wanna call myself as legend, but elder generation, just older, but younger generation.
Mastermind is okay.
Okay, thanks. You know, for example, my generation, maybe when my generation hire younger generation, just older, do it. Listen to me, you know, listen to my opinion. But we talk a lot, and I learned from Echoes a lot. And maybe I hope Echoes learned from me a lot. So we, you know, exchange knowledge, also vibration. This is very rare. For example, in Japan, you know, strong age hierarchy. Younger generation respect too much elder generation. And elder generation disrespect younger generation. But We didn't care about our age, so we just talk as a musician, as friend. So we discuss about music, we discuss about live show. So I'm so happy this kind of communication without any, you know, age hierarchy like in Japan.
Thank you very much. Echoes of a New Dawn Orchestra to bring Kyoto Jazz Massive in Europe, as we said at the beginning of the show. Thanks to this meeting, lots of things happen. Kyoto Jazz Massive in Europe, this new album, and I wish you the best for the next years. Maybe Kyoto Jazz Massive, you will release an album once every year, not once every 10 years, please.
I hope so too.
And yes, once again, Mr. Guys, Shuya Okino from Kyoto Jazz Massive, Etienne Dupuis from Echoes of a New Dawn Orchestra et Booker au New Morning et Young Pulse, l'ingé son de ce bel album. Thank you very much for coming in dans mon jazz sur Radio Campus Paris. And I wish you the best for the tour starting
merci,
tomorrow.
Merci.
Yes.
And let's meet on the 25th of September in New Morning. Thank you guys.
Arigato.
Arigato gozaimasu.